Scientific publishing aims to accomplish many things, but above all, the sharing and advancing of knowledge. Now, a 15-year-old publishing startup is adding collaboration and community to the list. Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. InTech Open, founded in 2004, is a scientific community of authors and editors built by scientists for scientists to provide a collaborative environment for peer-reviewed academic research. According to its mission, InTech Open is leveling the research playing field and promoting an environment that is democratic and inclusive. Dr. Anke Beck joined InTech Open in August 2018 as CEO. At her previous role as managing director for De Gruyter, she led a traditional publisher to take a leading role in the competitive open access market. Dr. Beck joins me now from her London office. Welcome to Beyond the Book, Anke Beck.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for inviting me and talk to you.
Well, we're looking forward to speaking with you about InTech Open. The open access space is a very dynamic one in the scientific and scholarly publishing environment, although mostly people think about open access as far as journal articles are concerned. But your emphasis there at InTech Open is on books, and we would like to learn a little bit more about how you are approaching this particular aspect of the open access publishing revolution. So tell us, what particular role does InTech Open play?
I think I would like to start by just saying something about what role I think InTech Open plays in today's open access world as such. To me, coming from a very traditional publishing house, InTech Open was always a very fast and very forward-looking, I would call it an enabler. It was a real game changer, not only in the book world, but as you may know, the founders of InTech Open, two roboticists, they come from science, but then they opened their robotics journals. So what the new role of InTech Open is that they started and revolutionized open access book publishing before everybody else started to do that. So while most of the discussion, as you said, in the open access world takes place in the journal ecosystem, we focus on books where we believe that there's a greater space for ideas to flourish and for collections of ideas to come together. And you may also know that I have given a talk about that in the conference in Berlin on academic publishing in Europe, and I referred to open access book publishing as the Cinderella of publishing, because it opens that space where scientists can shed light to a given scientific problem in more detail. And I think it serves much, much better the scientific discussion than scattered articles in a journal.
But it's a more thorough examination of a particular topic.
It is. It is. And I think, I mean, to me, just from the format, and that was this talk I gave was all about, is I do not really see a difference between journals and books in the digital age. I think we are all confined by the formats, by referring either to the ISSN or to the ISBN. And I do acknowledge that scholars would like to have like a destiny, like what do I publish? What do I submit for? Do I submit for something which has an ISSN or an ISBN? But in fact, the book has, to me, so many more advantages because you can refer to a book on a chapter-by-chapter level, so that's the journal format, while also wrapping around something about that topic, and then it has an ISBN. And also Google, they also, I mean, it enables the search functions for open access books too. So therefore, we have an advantage. To me, it's a double advantage of publishing open access books.
Well, we'll give our listeners, Dr. Beck, some sense of the range of books that you have published at InTech Open. I know you've published works by Nobel Prize laureates, also by upcoming scientists working in new, relatively exciting fields.
Yes. What we focus on is on the STEM field at large, while not excluding the social sciences, but this is not really our focus. And we always, I think we take pride in embracing the scientific world at large and not focusing only on the Western world. And that is something also important to me, because I think there were so many articles so far and so many research being done that the current traditional publishing excludes so many good brains, important brains. And I think open access has revolutionized the science or the research as such. And I do think that we cannot afford to lose the 90% of academics the traditional publishing excludes so far. I know that this is some sort of strong statement, but I do think that the open access paradigm is not only about saving money, but it's very much about including another stratum of fine brains into this world.
Well, let's talk about the authors then, and you've given us an idea of some of the range of authors who participate in your publishing programs. What do they tell you about why they choose to publish with InTech Open?
I think it is important to note that it is not the beginners who publish with InTech Open. It is those who have made their career. It is those who have published in their impact factor journals and they got tenure. So we are not a PhD publisher, even though we would not exclude very, very excellent PhDs. So this is not a statement against beginners in their career. But our clientele, and we have done a research on that, is more about those who are established scientists who believe in the open access paradigm and the necessity to share and to give back to the science community. So we have, for example, I mentioned that InTech Open is very proud to include many stratums of scientists, do not focus on core countries. I'm not sure whether this is a PC, this is politically correct, talking about core countries in scholarly research, but to include others. But we have also have a program and we focus on women in science. And that has the objective of encouraging more women to pursue careers in STEM fields. And this has been an issue on the global agenda for many years, and there's still a lot to be done. But we are in this program, we aim to publish roughly 100 books in 3 years. And we look for third-party funding so that authors do not have to cover the open access fee, which is a service fee. The books are all edited by women who are leaders in the subject, and they come from all over the globe and include, for example, the L'Oréal UNESCO for Women in Science Award winners, or women from the National Science Foundation or the European Commission. So these are the kind of people who see the benefits of open access publishing to gain visibility and to gain immediate impact and receive citations and simply to share their views with other scientists and who work on the same problems.
Well, that sounds like a very interesting program and one very sort of timely given the environment today in publishing at large. What are some of the other strategic goals you have for InTech Open in the next 12 to 24 months?
I think so. The InTech Open's plan is, of course, to put out more good research as such. I think that is the most important thing. And we will invest into areas that make the user journey more agreeable. I think that because that's why we are digital publishers. So while we interact with our authors in a normal way, I mean, we don't put articles in an envelope anymore and nobody, you know, sits down and typesets it anymore. But we live in a digital age and InTech Open is about to fully embrace the digital world. And so when you ask my colleagues, Anke, what we stand for, then I would say it's about convenience. And then to introduce an artificial German word, which made it into the vocabulary in Germany, it's called sofortness. So sofort means now. You want to publish something now. to make an immediate impact. And these are our guiding principles. And then I think, I mean, one thing we are at, we try to be with the author and work around the author's needs. And they have various service needs, which may vary from one discipline to another. We would like to create networks and a community that is part of the reason of moving the company also to London, that is to tap right into the thriving community here. So London, and that's what I enjoy very much, even coming from the vibrant city of Berlin. London is a hub for technology and innovation, and the UK more broadly, I mean, you know, Oxford and Cambridge just an hour away, is exciting to me. And to look into the future in terms of digitization. And I would also like to mention what makes it so exciting. As you may also know, we are based in the Shard, which is possibly a little bit unusual for an academic publisher.
Dr. Beck, we'll have to tell listeners who may not be familiar with London about the Shard. The Shard is an iconic skyscraper in the center of London and really at the heart of the city, the old city, but also of the new city.
Yes, it's quite exciting, honestly. I mean, it's a building built by Renzo Piano, and we are located on the 25th floor. It's a shared space, but this is not, we didn't move here because of the nice look we have on the River Thames. This was not the reason, but we moved here to learn from other companies who are all located here in the Shard. The Shard is referred to as the vertical city, if you look that up on Google, and it resembles what the world is today. It is about, it's not about national boundaries, the UK tries to reestablish, but it's very much about collaboration. And that is something which the Shard as an environment offers us. There are so many digital companies here. There are so many international companies here. And you virtually, you just take the elevator and, you know, can knock at somebody else's door and say, hey, I have a question on website improvement, or I have a question on the Chinese market, and so on and so forth. And that is so very helpful. It helps us with, I'm solving so many questions here. When you said, like, what would you like to achieve in the next 12 to 24 months? It is, I mean, we would like to distribute our work even wider, not for us, but to give the authors the widest possible distribution. So we have recently signed an agreement with a Chan Zuckerberg platform, Meta, or we have also uploaded our information, our content on My Science Work, and so on and so forth. So we believe that, because that's what authors pay us for, they pay us to give them the widest possible distribution for their widest impact. And that's what we try to do. So we try to live up to our own standards.
Well, it's fascinating to hear about the place is a evocation of your ambitions. The Shard is a place of innovation, and you're aspiring to be a very innovative publisher. You're also one that is focusing on collaboration, which you can do there in the building. But I also know that there's a commitment there to quality in terms of the publishing that you do. Tell us about that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we work like any other publisher. And like, I think what you're referring to is the animal, in the room. And that is that, Intech Open quite wrongly, appeared on the Beals list for predatory publishers. And that was very much about the, lack of, or supposedly lack of, proper reviewing for the journals business they have done. So I think I'm particularly crossed with everything which has to do with the Beals list, because these problems have been addressed and solved. And that is, I think that Beals and what he has done had a place in at the time when it was established, but I think it should also acknowledge that publishers move on and solve their problems. in 2016, the journals Beals listed on his list. They were, of course, they were cleared, quote unquote, and then they were sold to Sage. And they have carried out an extensive analysis of all of our editorial practices before the purchase. And they have checked all the peer review that had been carried out independently and in line with industry standards. And if not, we couldn't, or, you know, at that time, the owners, I wasn't a part of it, couldn't have sold the journals. And now, I mean, our quality standards are, firstly, we apply the usual quality standards around the international publishing process, including, of course, peer reviewing, which we will come back to. And I also believe that the post-publication usage of the global community is a marker of quality. And we offer also, as a combination of statistics drawn from our platform, as well as independent metrics from old metrics and dimensions. And this is what every reader can see. This is a quality standard. So, for example, the number of downloads or citations from the community of readers. So talking about the publication process, we completely comply to the what I would call an industry norm, an industry established editorial process. So every abstract submission is scientifically checked to evaluate its suitability, and only when it has passed that check, then it goes to a plagiarism check. We use Iscentiicate. So then you already have the first quality standard that this is something which is not a plagiarism. Then we invite the author to fully submit a chapter. Then we send it out to peer review. We have a huge database of reviewers. We enlarge that reviewer base in conjunction with a board. And then, of course, I mean, then either chapters or entire books are accepted or rejected. So it's just like literally like every other publisher does. And we also, we have published our peer reviewing process on our website. And therefore, I think Intech Open or open access publishers as such, they do not behave differently from any other traditional publishers. I think it is absolutely dangerous to jump to conclusions that open access is without quality checks just because it is open and just because you pay for the reviews. And I think all of us who have worked in the industry so long, we know what quality checks are also in traditional publishing houses. So that's what I think.
Well, I appreciate you are really going into that deeply to explain the quality controls that you have there at Intech Open. We have been speaking today with Dr. Anke Beck, who is the CEO of Intech Open, based in London. Dr. Beck, thank you so much for joining me today on Beyond the Book.
Thanks very much, and it was a pleasure to talk to you.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center. Our co-producer and recording engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. Subscribe to the program wherever you go for podcasts and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. The complete Beyond the Book podcast archive is available at beyondthebook.com. I'm Christopher Keneally. Thanks for listening, and join us again soon on CCC's Beyond the Book.